talking to us on the news at one. Variable speed limits are set to be introduced along Dublin's M50 motorway under new plans announced today. Digital gantries across the motorway will display changeable speed limits, allowing operators to reduce speed on sections of the motorway or to close lanes if there are road crashes. Let's talk now to Sean O'Neill from Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Sean, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on the news at one.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Why do we need these variable speed limits on the M50?
Primarily to manage the M50 during incidents and events where emergency service personnel are dealing with those incidents. Secondarily, to help with the flow of traffic on the M50, since the volume has increased by 40% between 2011 and 2019. The M50 is such a critical corridor for the entire country. You know, Dublin Port has direct access to the M50, which distributes over 35 billion euros worth of goods and services throughout the entire island of Ireland and the entire country. So It's a very important piece of infrastructure for all of us.
So what can motorists then expect to see happening? When will the first changes be taking place?
The first changes will commence in approximately 2 weeks, and they'll happen in phases. So this sort of the entire corridor will take about a year and a few months to get complete. But the first phase will be between Junction 4 Ballymun and Junction 6 Castleknock. And then it'll follow on from there, Junction 6 Castleknock to Junction 9 Red Cow, and then from Red Cow to Firhouse, which is Junction 12, and then Firhouse on to Sandyford, and then ultimately from Sandyford to the M11 interchange at the end of the program, and then vice versa. So up at the other end between Ballymun and the M1 interchange, kind of bookending the M50 itself. And that'll be on schedule for first quarter 2023.
It's going to cost 50 million euros to implement and 30 million euros to run it. How is that going to be funded?
That's funded through the general taxation, i.e. from our tolls, but also from the Exchequer directly.
Will tolls then have to increase to fund this?
Nope, there is no plans to increase tolls.
Will the technology that's going to be on the M50, these gantries, will it also allow for tolling at different points of the M50?
No, that's not what this system is for. This system, again, is about managing the M50 during incidents, during extreme weather events, and it allows us to communicate directly to the road user in real time. So we have data collection points like loop detectors. We have CCTV cameras that'll monitor. We have men and women that are in a operation control center near the Dublin Port Tunnel that will monitor it 24/7, and they will communicate directly to the drivers in real time. And that's really the transition here, asking people to slow down so that as they approach an incident, they'll know well in advance to go a slower speed and therefore get past the incident. And again, as I said earlier, most importantly, so that the men and women that are attending those incidents and potentially saving lives can do their jobs in a safer environment.
But that idea of multi-point tolling that's been talked about for some years, is that ever going to happen?
Not that I'm aware of. We've been told repeatedly that has not happened.
Okay. And what about the volumes then on the M50? You mentioned that they have increased substantially over the past number of years. Can those volumes be sustained into the future?
Well, again, as part of a managed motorway, it's counterintuitive, but you want to kind of slow traffic down and get it through. It's a fluid dynamic sort of situation where the slower the volume, the less potential for incidents to occur, which means that you won't get the accordion effect in traffic. And we showed a video at our presentation this morning that, you know, one traffic incident where it wasn't a major incident, it was two cars slamming into each other, kind of fender bender situation, it caused 2 hours of delays on the M50. So if you can avoid that and get people through the system at a slower rate of speed, that's a much better situation for everyone involved.
All right, Sean, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. That's Sean O'Neill from Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and there'll be more traffic on the roads from Monday when people return to work, which is what we'll be talking about on the News at One after this short break.